This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome back to People of Quran, where every night I share with you a story about how one of our pious predecessors interacted with the Quran. You know, many times we think as we're studying the Sahaba or as we're studying the people of the past, that they didn't have some of the same concerns we have, that they wouldn't ask some of the questions that we ask. But subhanAllah, we find that a lot of times they did. Despite their righteousness and despite their piety. And there's nothing wrong with that. So this particular incident addresses a very common question that I get. I get asked this question all the time. Why is it that Allah always speaks about men in the Qur'an? Meaning what? Allah always uses the male, the male tense to say that they're getting this reward and that reward. How come Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't speak about the women? Now obviously the answer to that would be that in the Arabic language, the male refers to both the male and the female. Meaning that you don't make something female unless there is a reason to. So when Allah says al-mu'mineen, the believers, it by default means men and women. Allah refers to Maryam alayhi salam as being from al-qaniteen, which are the devout. But he uses the male tense. So she's included in the ranks of al-qaniteen. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions certain hadith, like the seven shaded under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he mentions a young man, that was called by a woman of great beauty and status, and he said, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By default, the scholars say it refers to women as well. Okay, if a young woman was called by a man of great, who's very attractive, and she rejected that man out of her fear of Allah, it refers to her as well. Now, this incident, subhanAllah, is a question being asked to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by none other than our mother, Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, the great wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the scholars of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, she says that I said to the Prophet ﷺ, Ya Rasulullah, مَا لَنَا لَا نُذْكَرُ فِي الْقُرْآنِ كَمَا يُذْكَرُ الرِّجَالِ. She said, I said, O Messenger of Allah, how come we are not mentioned in the Qur'an, we the women are not mentioned in the Qur'an, the way the men are mentioned in the Qur'an? You know, we do the same things that they do. And though there are some natural restrictions, especially in that time, meaning the men would go out in battle, the women would not, and so on and so forth. But they were making the preparations. They were really involved in each and every single aspect of the ummah. So she asked the Prophet ﷺ that. And she said that the Prophet ﷺ, he was silent. Meaning he thought about what she said and he was silent. And she said that the Prophet ﷺ, he moved on. Meaning the conversation just went elsewhere. And the Prophet ﷺ had to go. And she says, فَلَمْ يَرُعْنِي إِلَّا وَنِدَاءٌ عَلَى الْمَنْبَرِ. She said that he didn't answer me until he was speaking on the pulpit. She says, وَأَنَا أُسَرِّحُ رَأْسِي فَلَفَفْتُ شَعْرِي. She said, I was combing my hair, but when I heard the Prophet ﷺ speaking on the pulpit, she said, I quickly tied my hair into a bun. ثُمَّ جَعَلْتُ سَمْعِي عِنْدَ الْجَرِيدِ. And she said, I went to the door and I started to listen closely to what the Prophet ﷺ was saying. And she said, فَسَمِعْتُهُ يَقُولُ. I heard him saying, and this is the verse now, which is in Surah Al-Ahzab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ وَالْخَاشِعِينَ وَالْخَاشِعَاتِ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes through all these different categories. وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ وَالْحَافِظِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَالْحَافِظَاتِ وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Allah says, indeed the Muslim men and the Muslim women, the believing men and the believing women, the obedient men and the obedient women, the truthful men and the truthful women, the patient men and the patient women, the humble men and the humble women, the charitable men and the charitable women, the fasting men and the fasting women, the men who guard their private parts and the women who do so as well, and the men who remember Allah often and the women who do so as well, for them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared forgiveness and a mighty reward. SubhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala literally listed out every single category to show that women are truly equal to men, not just in the worldly sense, but also in piety. That women are equal in piety, in akramakum indallahi atqakum. That verily the most righteous of you, or the most noble of you in the sight of your Lord, are those of you who have the most taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not spare a single category here to show that women can compete with men and women can excel even beyond men in all of these categories. And that's the point, that although each and every single ayah refers to men and women, unless there's something that makes it obvious, you know, obviously specific to men, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means by that men and women, and the believing women are just as capable and at times can even supersede believing men. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to join us with the believing men and the believing women in Jannat al-Firdaus. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan for tuning in. Inshallah ta'ala, I'll see you tomorrow for another episode of People of Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.